This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Nothing is off limits as host Sophia Franklin dishes on her personal life, like toxic relationships, dating and hookups, and dealing with insecurities. All with humor and real talk. Find Sophia with an F on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Rocky and Lissa mornings on 98.5 KRZ.
My boyfriend and I, a couple days ago, were eating at a local diner, one of our favorites. Okay. Love this place. And there were four ladies sitting at a table across the way. I'm going to put them maybe early 20s. And they were eating breakfasty brunch stuff like we were. But they had, instead of drinks from the restaurant, these giant Dunkin' cups that they had obviously gone through the drive-thru and brought in to the diner. And I was always taught that is just so rude.
No outside beverages, yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah.
How is that okay?
Yeah, a lot of restaurants would say, keep it in the car or, you can't do that. Yeah, because you're taking money away from the local business. You can't bring in outside drinks.
This diner is so nice. I don't think they would ever say something like that or kick these people out or make a stink. But it riled me up. As a former waitress, I'm going, that is not okay. And how do four grown women not know that? I'm troubled.
Mm-hmm. Were they drinking out of their Stanley cups or something?
No, you could see the takeout tag still on the cup. So they had just gone through the drive-thru to get these drinks.
And just like the movie theater. That's why they say no outside food, even though all of us are guilty of sneaking it in.
Yeah, I'm torn on that one. This is a mom and pop. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
These are local people that get a cup of coffee from them. I don't know why that bothered me so much.
It is. It's kind of a rude thing to do.
Okay. Yeah. I thought so too.
Yeah.
Would you have said something as a bystander?
No.
Yeah, I didn't either.
No, I don't want to be a Karen. I'm not going to be one of those people.
Am I a Karen right now? I was just asking your thoughts because sometimes I can.
You didn't say anything.
I wouldn't.
But you guys talked about it.
Oh, we did.
And it bothered,
we said some stuff.
And it bothered Chris too.
Both of us.
Yeah.
Chris goes, "Who raised them?" I don't know. But that never would fly in my family. You just wouldn't do that.
Yeah, I wouldn't think. I wouldn't bring something in. The only way that would happen if absentmindedly just carried a drink
in. A whoopsie.
Yeah, without even thinking about it.
Sure. You can understand a whoopsie or a special dietary concern where, I need this because my medicine's in it or something. I don't know. Like, if you need it.
Ooh, that's a good excuse.
You can't.
I'm going to use that. I got my medicine
in here. Is your medicine scotch? Let me smell that.
Yeah, that's my medicine.